Trigger warning, straight raw episode. No edits, no music, no fun. Closer to the microphone.
Closer?
Yeah, I'm just testing because I know I'm closer to it. Man, I'm not any good for this story. The shit, I'm going to play the audio from the advertisement. Apparently...
People would, like, throw stuff in my hair, and then I'd just be walking, and there'd be, like, little...
Yeah, so that's from this Shea Butter advertisement. I'll let the advertisement play straight through 60 seconds.
People would, like, throw stuff in my hair, and then I'd just be walking, and there'd be, like, little paper balls in my hair. I hated it, because it's like, oh, I have this, and people make fun of me for it.
It was lots of days staring in the mirror like, I don't know what to do with it.
I just didn't feel like I was supposed to be a redhead. I dyed my hair blonde for 7 years of my life, platinum blonde.
I didn't really embrace my natural hair. But then, you know, as I got older, I learned how to do it and I learned how to love it. Shea Moisture, holy grail right here.
It just gives us all the results that we need. It's kind of that go-to product.
I think a good hair day is the best kind of day. I feel like I have conquered the world.
I love my hair. I love the volume. I love the curl. I love the texture. I love everything about it. Everything about it.
Everybody.
Everybody. Everybody gets love.
Yeah, there's no Facebook live for this one. This is just straight audio. And again, I'm no good for this topic, really. So this Phoenix is going to riff about this. Because me, like before my hairline receded and I cut it off and I had hair, I had Afro puffs. I had brand loyalty to the extent of I just did what I was used to. Like, I was used to the brand motions for shampoo and then grease it up with Blue Magic, slap it in the ponytails, and I'm out. You know, I didn't... care about Blue Magic, and if Blue Magic left, then I just put on the next level, you know, like some other brand of just greasing it up, you know. And if there was no motions, you know, I'll get suave. I don't, you know, I never cared. And I have black hair. I think people have seen me. You can imagine if my hair grows, it's black hair. And I never really cared about brand. But now Shea Moisture, they did this this Becky'd out advertisement that is fucking ridiculous. And then also why I'm no good for this is we were just riffing about this before we hit record, that they're a corporation, and I expect corporations to be apathetic and not care and just want to get the most money. Where am I messing up here?
Oh, you're not messing up anywhere yet. And by the way, you would be like a 4C for your hair.
Black. Yes. See, I don't even play these numbers games. It's black.
But the numbers are there to help determine what hair products are best for you, like different types of oils or conditioners or whatever might work better on different hair types depending how the curl pattern is.
Grease and a comb. That's all you need.
Yeah, except if you were white, that would not, where you would look like a fucking wet dog.
If you're white, you got white supremacy. It don't really matter what you do with your head.
Nigga.
You seen Mika Brzezinski's shit?
I have seen Mika Brzezinski's hair, yes.
Seen what's that motherfucker? Rand Paul?
Yeah.
It don't matter. Well,
fucking Donald Trump, really. So like,
fucking Trump. Yeah, when you white, it don't matter. Hillary Clinton's shit look goofy.
Yeah, so that, like, the whole thing, though, and I get why people are upset, is because this commercial is... There's one racially ambiguous person. There's three models. One of them is racially ambiguous. She might be just, like, Latina with kind of curly hair. She might be, like, mixed but just super light-skinned. But she does not have a tight curl hair pattern. And the other two women in the video are white with straight hair. And it's like, not only is it offensive for this particular brand, for Shea Moisture, because they did build themselves up as being a black product that was meant to cater specifically to black hair types. And there aren't a lot of choices that are easily accessible when it comes to going to, you know, like a Walgreens or a Walmart or a Target, you know, outside of like a specialized beauty supply store to get black hair products. I mean, it's not like when you walk down the shampoo aisle, if you're white, you have the fucking Garnier Fructis in Nexxus in Paul Mitchell in fucking Suave in Pantene. There's like six different Pantenes. There's like 12 different Fructis. There's like, you know, 25 different kinds of Suave. And you can use pretty much any of those on your hair and be okay. It might not be the exact one that you want, but for the most part, white people who have white people hair can use damn near any generic white person shampoo. And y'all have a whole aisle. Black hair products are like stuck in this little ass corner. And it's hard to find a brand that caters specifically to black hair and works well on black hair. And another thing too is like the fucking price. Buy a fucking Shea Moisture is like double the price of like Pantene. Pantene is so much cheaper. And that's another thing is like not only are we showing brand loyalty to somebody because they gave us something that we actually need, we're actually paying more than white people have to pay for hair care products, and we don't really have a choice in the matter because of black hair politics. You can't fucking wear natural hair at work because it's unprofessional. You can't have certain things done to your hair, so you do have to invest this money into your hair products. It's not really a choice. It's something that's mandatory for black women. And so it was really obnoxious and kind of hurtful in a way to see a company be like, yeah, we know that you make us billions of dollars and we're the, you know, you are the reason that we are even nationwide in local chains, but we're just going to shit on you and put up a video of a white woman who's sad because she doesn't like being a redhead. And notice that wasn't even about her hair texture. It was about the color of her hair. I had to dye my hair blonde. And it's like, we're over here trying to be like, how can we find something that works for our hair texture? How can we find something that conditions our hair and, you know, makes our hair look good and makes hair manageable? We need the conditioners, we need the shampoos, the co-washing, all that shit. And it's like, all this we do and you don't even care? You fucking just sold us out to get the Becky with the good hair dollars? Okay, fine. And as if that wasn't enough, then fucking Tariq Nasheed tweets these people and is basically trying to justify what they did by blaming black women for the problem, because that's what the fuck Tariq Nasheed does. You know, he's incredibly deep in the misogynoir. That's what his show is. That's his gimmick. That's just who he is. And I think I have his tweet here somewhere. Let me find it. He says, so y'all don't want to boycott businesses like Asian nail shops that beat up black women, companies that support Trump, but Shea Moisture is the issue. Okay, so we do boycott lots of things all the time. And Tariq Nasheed is only upset about this because it's black women, right? He wouldn't care if anybody else was having an issue, if anybody else was getting shunned. It's because it's black women. And Shea Moisture retweeted him and said, we can't thank you kindly enough for your loyalty and support. It's wonderful people like you that keep us going strong, Tariq. Now, Tariq, correct me if I'm wrong, was the one who said that earthquakes, fracking earthquakes, are due to black women being thoughts.
No. That's the fracking earthquakes are the black ancestors punishing white people and like poisoning lead and flint, you know, poisoning lead water anywhere. Mm-hmm. That's because of that's the thoughts. Yeah, we have that audio. Yeah. That's a past episode from a year ago.
So he, you know, says that, calls black women Negro bed wenches all the fucking time. You know, just generally being awful. And so they retweeted him in a show of support. And I know a bunch of people are like, well, how could they know that that's Tariq Nasheed? And, you know, I didn't even know who Tariq Nasheed was and all this and that. You have to understand that this company built itself up on the idea of catering specifically to black women. A lot of black women know who Tariq Nasheed is because his hatred for black women is pretty well known. We know, like, you know, even people who aren't regularly following him to see what he says know a couple of his sound bites where he does say things like, oh, well, it's because your thoughts. That's why police brutality exists, right? It's because women are Negro bed wenches. That's why the water is fucked up in Flint. That the girls, how there was the, you know, story about the missing girls. Well, they ran away because they want to be pimped out. We know these quotes. So when you, as a company, supposedly black-focused, created by black people, meant to cater to black women, retweets somebody who says that. That shows how far away you are from your base. And, I get it. Capitalism.
Yeah, I know. She knows exactly what I'm thinking. They're a corporation. Of course they're horrible. That's what they're here to be.
Yeah.
They're here for money, not for integrity. And then for anybody talking about boycotting, let's remember, you're boycotting PepsiCo, right? Because of that ad? Mm. That means ever since that ad, you've had no Ruffles. You've had no Fritos. You've had no Sun Chips. No more Sun Chips for you. No, you're not one of the people that pretends you boycott shit either. No Ruffles, no Fritos, no Sun Chips, no Cheetos, no Cracker Jacks, no Rolled Gold, no Tostitos, no Lay's, no Doritos, Yum Brands, KFC, Taco Bell, Pizza Hut, Quaker, Life Cereal, those Chewies, Aunt Jemima, fucking Cap'n Crunch, Mug Root Beer, Aquafina, Bottled Water, Tropicana's, Gatorade, any of that Dole juice. We all know Mountain Dew. That Ocean Spray business, 7-Up, those Sobe drinks, and one that's, I can't see it. They're like, fucking, ain't nobody boycotting shit. You just gotta fucking kill the gazillionaires and shut down capitalism.
Basically.
Boycotting is actually not an option. And if you jump from Shea Moisture to another one, the other one is also a capitalist that doesn't give a shit about you.
Right.
And you know what else? They don't give a shit about them Beckys either. They just want their Becky dollars.
Right.
That's all.
And I get that. I understand the frustration that it's like, can we just have one fucking thing to ourselves? And no, you can't.
No. And that's always the answer. But then, see, and this was also, I said while we were riffing before the program, people just need to wake up in the morning like me and expect the worst. If you expect the worst, you'll always be right.
And I also want to point out what you just said about boycotting Pepsi, everything that falls under that. So Shea Moisture got bought out by Unilever.
Yeah.
So, that would be Axe Body Spray, Dove Soap and Shampoo products.
I like Dove.
Well,
Well, I'm not boycotting. So.
Hellman's. I don't know. Do black people use a lot of Hellman's mayonnaise? I don't know. Nor.
Black people that were with her do.
Nor. Right? I like Nor. That makes me sad. Those are the people that have, the packets with, the rice and the noodles and stuff where you just add, some water and some milk. It's like Hamburger Helper, but you know what I'm talking about.
Not really.
Whatever. It comes in packets. It's like a dry powder and, rice or noodles, and you add water and some milk and some butter and stir it up, and it's got the flavor.
K-N-O-R-R.
Yeah. Nor Rice Sides, I think is what they're called. Life Buoy. I don't know who that is. Lipton. No tea. Magnum chocolate ice cream.
I just got it. The Nor. It just clicked. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Sun Silk. I don't know what the fuck that is. Oh, Sun Laundry Detergent. Solero. Unilever Food Solutions. Surf. Why are there 13 fucking pages of things that they
13
own?
13 pages.
Ben and Jerry's.
I'm just
skipping to ones that I'm going to assume most people know, because some of these I don't know. Brut Champagne. Caress. Which is, soap and body wash.
So they get a lot of work in the dollar store game with all these generic brands. But you know what? That means, I bet niggas that shop at Aldi's are buying this shit. So, you ain't boycotting shit, nigga.
Country Crock. I can't believe it's not butter. Klondike Bars. More Nora. Lever 2000 soap. Mazola, that's corn oil and cooking oil. Nexus, that's another line of hair products. Noxzema,
yeah. Pears. That's what I have, and I'm going to keep using it, because I use what already works. I've been using that shit since I was fucking 12. And keep using it.
Pond's, Q-tips, St. Ives. Okay, also, they still seem to do a lot of beauty products, like soaps and lotions and stuff.
Andy.
I don't know any of these ones. Taj Mahal? I don't know, man.
So much shit is called Taj Mahal, and because of the movie New Jack City, I just associate it with crackheads. Fab, yeah. A lot of people get that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Glycoloid.
I don't know what the fuck that is.
Something or other.
More Joko tea. Cassia.
Yeah, so a bunch of stuff that the frugal person is getting, just looking at these,
Radiant, that's dishwashing stuff.
Zuckerman's famous pig.
Wow.
What, motherfuckers Radiant?
Sunil and Sunlight, those are very popular laundry detergent, often in Spanish-speaking or Latino stores, I see. Yeah.
This is a mean episode. It is. It's one of those mean episodes. That's why it's good to have your balance on, right? Because, like you should have heard me after the Trayvon verdict. I think it was episode 50 or 51. Yeah. And, that was one of my mean episodes where I was like, y'all niggas didn't see this shit coming. Like, I'm just... Well, I mean, that's been me, because this is, what, episode 520?
But, I mean, it's not even, like, to be mean. It's to, like, just draw attention to the fact of how deep this shit goes. Like, you know, if you're boycotting Pepsi, you're like, okay, I'm not buying Pepsi. But if you're still drinking Mug root beer, if you're still eating Lay's, if you're still eating Doritos, if you still go to fucking Pizza Hut, you're fucking supporting Pepsi. And I think that that's something that people forget is, like, oh, I know this one name brand and this one logo, right? Because we recognize things by logos, you don't think about what else is involved with that or what that entails. So I think we need to be more active about challenging corporations as a whole, because what the fuck does a corporation care if you boycott Pepsi? They're gonna make all that money back on everybody buying Mug root beer and Mountain Dew.
When you look at all the things that one group of people own, you realize why we call them the ownership class.
That too.
They own a lot of shit to where you don't have a choice but to fucking deal with them. You know, and again, like, I speak back to landlords, and, you know, just a couple weeks ago was the first time I heard someone point out that the idea was a free market economy, because it was supposed to be free of landlords. That never happened. No. A free market economy has actually never happened.
Never will.
Yeah, no, because there's got to be an ownership class that owns. Mm-hmm. So... don't boycott, boy quit capitalism, boy quit the caste system, and murder the billionaires. Yeah. And then we got to take out a lot of Europeans, a great deal of you, you know, some of you listening, and you're like, is it going to be me? I don't know.
That's comforting.
Yeah, because I got to go to a black person that's interacted with you, and they got to vouch for you. Get your black rep up, nigga. You better kill some cops.
Oh, damn.
kill some cops. That'll get you in. Yeah. Right?
Mm. And then, like, you know, I think, because when you hear stuff, they'll be like, you know, the 1% of the 1% owns 40% of the, and like, it's fucking nothing. Like, what the fuck does that mean?
You realize when you say it, you can't help but say it like Bernie Sanders.
Like, the 1%. Let me be clear. The 1% of the 1%. owns 40% of the resources in the country.
He gets that finger going, and he can't get it quite straight. It's always curled a little bit. And you know, and him and Trump are so close in age, God. And they're both old New Yorkers,
yeah.
So they are similar like that. But I think it's how Katie Halper put it, as far as Jewish stereotypes go, that Bernie Sanders is like this over-the-top good stereotype, yeah. While Donald Trump is like straight-up Gargamel.
Yeah, he fucking is, man. Fucking, ugh. But, yeah, you know, and so, like, you start, like, the 1% of the 1% has the 40, and you're like, what the fuck? But then when you sit down and look at, like, a chart that says, by the way, this one company owns this. So, like, their CEOs, what, 4 or 5 CEOs, like, a CEO, a CFO, a chief coordinator, whatever, like these handful of people at the top run all these companies. That's how the ownership class happens. Don't think of it as like 1% owns 40%. Think of it as 10 people run Quaker, Pepsi, Fritos, Cheetos, Taco Bell, Pizza Hut, you know, all that shit. They run all that. That's what they do. So, you know. Yeah,
and by run, she means own. Because who runs it is what? The board of directors kind of runs it. They sit down and make decisions that'll make the shareholders and CFO and CEO happy. And then the board of directors sends it out to the directors of operations. And then they send it out to regional managers, and then they send it out to city managers, and then they send it out to general managers, and then they send it out to fucking store managers and hourly managers, but you're fucking yelling at the fucking the $7.50 an hour fucking underpaid person at the drive-thru. It's not their fault.
It's not. It's really not. And also, even if it was, like, is it that fucking serious, nigga?
No, yeah, your French fries were not important.
Exactly. Like, you gonna fucking live, alright? Yeah. It's a fucking greasy, ass-saturated, fat-having hamburger.
You'd actually live longer without it.
Like, yeah, just chill the fuck out.
Jesse Williams. I'm also bad on this one. because I think it's a hilarious display of not understanding what the fuck optics are, Jesse. You goofy motherfuckers. Could you imagine if I did that shit?
You wouldn't, though. You would be
like, I wouldn't, because, like, if, Elea, like, if you broke up with me, I'd be like, well, back to the original plan. By myself, old man. I'm already climbing the warehouse charts, so I guess, I would just be an old man by myself. I'd go get a little fucking studio apartment and just, and write my memoirs.
memoirs as you wear your house shoes and a...
Or, like, think about who you stole me from. Oof. Right, like, yeah. like I was just when Phoenix Kalita started hitting me up, like, I was actually interacting with someone that lived in the same city as me. Like, we were just a little north of Orlando to where you would just still fucking call it Orlando. And like, I met this fool at the bar a couple of times and had a couple beers and do a shitty job shooting pool, you know, scratch the table up. I suck ass at pool. But it's still, it's fun for some reason. I don't know why. Pool is fun. I like playing pool. Huh. And then this motherfucker was Irish white, pale, you know, fucking, but was a weirdo like me. And I guess that's the thing, you find your weirdo. And imagine if I was still with that person, but talking about white supremacy the way I do, because she talked about that the same. Like, she was actually like, I don't want to be one of these people. I'm Irish. White. I don't like that we became white. Fuck that motherland.
Fuck that motherland. Yeah.
Yeah. But, like, that shit, it would look weird, and I'd have to acknowledge it every fucking episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you can't just talk about how many of you we got to, we got to get rid of you.
and then, of course, too, like, if y'all had ever had kids, you'd have to do that light skin debate shit, too, and be like, well... They are still black.
I mean, they're just 4 years old, got suspended already. Do they pass for black? Did they pass the reverse paper bag test?
But if you don't have two black parents, you're not actually black.
That's shit. Niggas ain't even trying to make sense when they say that.
You know what they are? Because by their definition, Obama's not black because he's mixed. But him and Michelle's kids ain't black either then, because those kids don't have a black daddy.
Yeah, so when the fuck do you become a...
I don't know, man.
That, by that logic, yo, ain't nobody black, because it was a lot of slave raping, so there ain't no black people. Nigga, we all white. I'm happy to... Why do I get away with saying nigga? Nigga, that's bad, right? Because I'm white.
give me my white privilege, please. Give me the white privilege. No, but see, the other thing, too, with Jesse and the optics, though, is because his wife was with him and they were all, like, a couple at the BET Awards where he gave that speech that everybody was like, woke bae, hashtag woke bae.
You see, man, and I think, the Jesse Williams and the Shea Butter thing, like, they do go together. Like, this was great timing for a fucking episode because here's your fucking phrase that pays to walk away with. If you don't have faves, you won't have problematic faves. Stop having favorites. Stop being a fucking fan. Don't be a fan of me. Hit me up when you disagree. Don't say goofy, weird shit. But hit me up when you... As soon as you start, like, fucking defending Democrats, I'm going, what the fuck are you talking about? you should only like what we do for the entertainment factor of it. But not, don't think we're great. That shit grosses me out when people be like, oh, you're a lovely couple. Don't be a fan. King. Yeah, like, yeah. Call me king. Oh, that happened again recently, didn't it?
It happens to you a lot.
Yeah, it black women, stop calling me king. That's, don't do that.
I really wish y'all could see his face right now when he said that. That was a face for the ages.
Yeah, people that are a fan of our relationship. Don't be that. Like, before we went on the podcast, like, we're laughing now, but we were serious talking about this. We were like, no, it's wrong, and this is right, because that's wrong. It's like, stop being a fucking fan. Like, we're two people that fucking like barbecue sauce and met each other.
Yeah, and I think that that's a part of the thing, is people like, oh, well... I have these, I want to be a fan because I really appreciate what a person is doing, but you also have to remember what you see or the work a person puts out is not the entirety of that person, right? And it's hard when you're the fan because, you know, you talk about, who the fuck is that who raped his stepdaughter?
Woody Allen. Jesus fucking Christ.
Woody Allen, right? People like, but he makes really good movies. Or who the fuck, the other director, Roman Polanski, raped a little girl. But his art. And like, you know, people can't let go of it because they're fans. And if you're not a fan, you're like, that's disgusting. He's a child rapist. Why are you embracing this? But when you are a fan, you can't take off those fucking rose-colored glasses for some reason and critique your problematic fave. So, I mean, yeah, you know, just
Yeah, and yes. I've put, like, in my early 20s, I've put some vile, disgusting misogynoir shit out there. And then also, like, people like to interact, and they're like, you fucking, you know, you're this, that, and the other. Like, you have no idea, like, if we never fucking, like, if I don't recognize your face and I see you in public, I'm probably gonna walk the fuck past you. What the fuck? Don't fucking look at me. Like, I'm probably gonna call you a monkey. Like, she's seen me in the grocery store. Oh, I'm fucking mean in the grocery, because I got shit to do. Like, I'm trying to get to the aisle, get the thing, and not because it's my fave, but because it's the brand I've been getting since I first got $5 in my pocket when I was 7 years old, and I get the same fucking one, and I'm trying to get to the register, ring my shit, cash my shit, walk the fuck out.
Like, dude, if you ever change the fucking formula on your shit, you are fucked, my friend.
What formula on who?
A formula on anything. Like, if Dove or Noxzema changes their shit, you are fucked.
Oh, I'll feel it. I'll notice it, and I'll be like, yo, fuck y'all. And yeah, like, you notice how many different types of toothpaste you see me brush my teeth with in the past 6 months?
Just one.
One. But guess what? I've been on that one since mid-2009. And before mid-2009, from 2004 to mid-2009, it was a particular Crest one that I was getting, and that was the only one I got. And then they switched it up a little bit. And I was like, oh, well, fuck y'all then. Because you're not my favorite. That was the one I went with.
So it's easier to replace something if it's not your fave.
Yeah. Hey, there you go. It's easier to replace it if it's not your fucking favorite.
Yeah. Okay, so Jesse Williams, this is the thing that I want to see. So they say that they just right now filed for divorce. But he's also been seen out with this white woman, whose name I can't remember, actually. Like, I legitimately don't remember her name.
Her name was, like, Stinky or some shit like that.
It was Porsche or something.
Stinky Porsche. Like, it was some shit like that, right?
I don't fucking remember. But here's the thing that I am curious about. So, like I said, so he was at the VH1 with his wife, and they were all, like, lovey-dovey, and it was like, oh, they're a couple, and, like, they're a favorite, like, woke black couple, and all that. So, if he's been, they just now filed for divorce, and he's already out going on dates with this white woman, that means he's been cheating on his wife for, like, a minute. Correct?
Oh, man, it's the logical assumption. But, like, we don't have any verification, so you're really just... I think logical assumption is the most accurate way to describe that.
So that's, like, interesting to me.
Oh, shit. That wasn't supposed to play. I just clicked on that because I thought it might be some interesting misogynoir shit to break down.
Yeah.
But I'm looking for that Stinky's name. What the fuck is her fucking name?
I don't know, man.
She's a hot woman.
She is.
And Jesse Williams T, April 24th. That was yesterday. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So where the fuck is her name?
Minka.
There we go. Stinky Minka Kelly.
Minka.
There it is. Stinky Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Found it.
Okay. So, yeah. So if they're already, you know, the divorce hasn't even been finalized yet. Right? And, it'll also be interesting to see what happens, because I heard there's not a prenup. Because when they got married, he was, like, poor and a teacher. So, no prenup, so we'll see what kind of,
How old is this cat? Let me look up his age.
I don't know.
Yeah,
so it'll be interesting to see. It's sort of interesting to see, how that turns out. But it, he's only 35, shit. Damn. Okay. Oh, look at his birthday.
Oh, get the fuck out of here.
So, he has your birth date in my birth year? That's fucked up, man.
That's weird.
That's fucked up.
That's is the word ominous? Is that the word?
It's something, man. It's something.
Yeah, like he's got Fetus Collider's year, and he's got my day, August 5th. And he's 35. So it's like he's in between our ages.
Yeah.
Right? Because I'm 34, you're 36, he's 35. He's a fucking weird.
Still I'm 36 when he was born the same year as me and he's 35.
Oh, that's, you know why? Because you know how my brain works, folks. When I was 23 or 22, see, I can't even remember that. I forgot how old I was, mm-hmm. and it was awkward. Mm-hmm. So now, from now on, as soon as January hits, I just start calling myself whatever age I'm going to be in August so that I don't forget anymore. I've been doing that since my early 20s because I know that I'll forget. And then after I turn that age for the next few months, I'll keep saying the wrong age.
Whatever, weirdo.
it's a logical thing to do.
So it's like, just interesting at this point to be like, you know, be like, oh, well, Serena Williams married out and black women celebrated her. How come everybody's mad at Jesse for dating a white woman? It's like, because the way this situation is laid out right now, it appears that he was cheating on his black wife to get with a white woman, which is a whole other thing than just dating and marrying outside your race, and completely neglects the fact that black women love Jesse Williams. They think he's attractive. They think he's cute. There aren't memes and jokes and threads about, like, he looks like a monkey, he looks like a woman, you know, the way there is about Serena. Everybody's like, oh, she's so ugly, she's too dark-skinned, she's too muscular, she looks too manly, you know, she looks, you know, it's like she's like a trans woman or something, you know, she's too masculine-looking, all this shit about Serena. And so it's like, yeah, of course Serena dated out, because black men have been treating her like shit. On the other hand, Jesse Williams is loved and adored. Well, until this point.
Oh, Serena, what? Oh, yeah, whatever.
Oh, yeah. I just say, you know, black women have loved him. He hasn't been shunned and scorned from the black community, in particular, romantically speaking, black women, the way that Serena has. So that's really not a valid comparison.
See, I'm saying this broadly, but I don't really have any numbers. Because most of what we're going on is a few niggas we see in social networks.
Yeah.
Right? Like, we're not... Nobody has the real numbers. Like, when we say black women and black men, we should clarify. I think it'd be responsible to clarify and say we have zero numbers behind this. So we're just going off the few people we see. But like, I remember in 2001, like, I saw a picture of a Serena Williams on a hip-hop website. And I think, you know, I was 17. And, like, so I didn't really know where I was going with it. So it was like, what, little gangster here, little hotep there, little hip-hop there? What are we doing? And so, like, so when I saw her picture, I posted a comment in the thread. And I was like, that's a beautiful black queen, you know. And, mm-hmm. And the other black dudes were like, yeah, yeah, you know. And there was no, you know, we didn't have the Facebooks and whatnot. It was just forum sites. Mm-hmm. But all the white dudes were like, she's ugly. Mm-hmm. Now, you fast forward to around, I think it was like early 2004, late 2003, she showed up on one of those late night talk shows, and she wasn't like in her sports gear, she was like in her casual gear, like mm-hmm. a skirt dress or something or other, with her makeup and what, it's the Jimmy Kimmel program.
Yeah.
And she walked on there, and people saw her when she's not sweating it out and working. Mm-hmm. And then suddenly now white men are talking about how she looks, so black men didn't. The black men that I saw did not really publicly like Serena Williams until she got white man's approval for them too.
Mm.
So I think that just adds to the context.
Mm-hmm. Now, see, something that I've noticed is the critique I've seen from black men, and typically black men who are like very, very deep in the misogynoir, but their critique is that she looks too masculine and that she can never be feminine enough. But it's never a comment like, she has an ugly bone structure, right? It's never a comment like, I don't like her face. It's that her shoulders are too broad. She has too much muscle. She's too masculine. She's not soft enough. And so I'm like, oh, it's that European obsession, right? She has to be like a white woman. Women are supposed to be soft and feminine and squishy.
She looks like the Hotep pictures they draw. She actually looks like those fucking pictures.
Well, I mean, that's different, though.
And then they're talking about she's too masculine. Dude, she plays fucking tennis. Like, it's ping pong standing on the table. Like, how fucking masculine
is that? That's the thing, though, is because, like, she might be able to, like, she might be physically stronger than me, or she's, like, in more shape than me, and therefore that makes her masculine. Like, I don't know why that is, but
Then lift a milk jug, you weak motherfucker. Really, if a tennis player is stronger than you, all right, and you really value your physical strength for whatever reason at your office job, we're not on the Facebook Live. My facial expressions mean nothing now. But fucking, you really value your physical strength, like, and you let a tennis player be stronger than you, you're not really putting in the effort, big guy.
Well, that's the thing, is they don't want to put in the effort. And the fact that she already has and she's stronger than them is a problem, because it's like, you're going to either make me improve and I don't want to, or you're going to embarrass me because I refuse to improve.
And yeah, this, all this, like, there's like, I mean, I came up a little different, right? Like, when I was 5 years old, my mother had me out there chopping wood with the axe. When I was 6 years old, I had an actual saw in my hand. Mm-hmm. 6 years old. This probably, you know, I understand if someone would say my mother was maybe a little irresponsible there, but she had AIDS, she was sick and tired. And I'm out there pruning the tree. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm up in the tree pruning the motherfucker with a saw, trying not to cut my fucking hand off. Mm-hmm. Like, I was a little different as a kid. Like, I'm out there, you know, it's, again, during the same year, 6 years old, picking the fucking weeds out, getting the real mower, pushing it across the thing, to the point of where you don't get blisters on your hands anymore because they've hardened up to it. You know, and then from there, into foster care, you know, and then from there into the workforce. And then in the workforce, as I settled in, started, lifting weights and jogging with 5 pound hand weights, you know, and now I'm in the warehouse and we gotta, you know, take apart machines. And I see one of my coworkers who was, probably like in his early 50s, late 40s, very masculine man, very vato. And he's trying to open something, and he's got his wrench, and he's got his pliers, and his, he even gets a screwdriver trying to pry it. I just walk over with my bare hand and pop it open.
Of course you know? Did.
And it's like, and that's not performed masculinity. That's a natural masculinity that was allowed to develop from, you know, my mother letting me, you know, be a fan of Catwoman and shit like that, but also, like, you know, out there and do that fucking yard work, boy, you know? I lost sight of where that tangent was going.
I think it somehow referred to
Serena Williams being masculine. Tennis players, really? A tennis player that came from I don't know if they only mentioned their father because he's the one that taught him tennis. But yeah. they was their mother around too?
I don't know.
And keep in mind, even though Compton is, you know, like hood, I don't know how hood it is now. I don't know if gentrification hit. But, like, Compton was a working-class suburb.
Yeah.
So a tennis player from a suburb, that's the masculinity you're afraid of.
Yes.
Damn, nigga.
Because white women have soft skin and nice hands, and they don't do things like that.
And you wonder why we call your masculinity fragile.
Or performed.
Man, let's fucking kill this shit. Let's go to Gordon Klingenschmidt. I don't know what you do when you get the Klingenschmidts. I just roll up the toilet paper a little extra and snatch it off there when I get the Klingenschmidts.
Wow.
What?
Wow. Really? Oh, the link is in the... All right, never mind.
I just like looking at the headlines because with rightwingwatch.org, they usually put, like, an exaggeration of what they're talking about, or just a straight-up quote, Pat Robertson, Obama tried to destroy America. Alex Jones says he had over 150 women. Michael Reagan, right, these ones we already hit up. Where is the motherfucker with the goddamn...
It's in the,
excuse.
The Wine Cellar podcast group.
Nah, it's right there.
Oh, it's right there, too.
Yeah, Gordon Klingenschmidt, and he has, Randy Thomason, and they're talking about gender, right? And keep in mind, Gordon, okay, you motherfuckers, all right? You people.
Oh, yeah, I got the Bernie finger. He put the Bernie finger up, put the other hand on the knee, leaned forward, adjusted his pants, and said, you motherfuckers.
Yeah, you vote-shaming motherfuckers, all right? Remember, I think it was since about 2013, us evil atheist leftist podcasters were telling you about Gordon Klingenschmidt, but you vote-shaming motherfuckers who want to vote-shame now. Remember when you didn't show up in 2010 and 14? Gordon Klingenschmidt got on the Colorado Senate. All right?
What could go wrong?
But, you know, we were just being too far left talking about
it. They were trying to be with her, and that was important.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they were. They were trying to be with her.
Yeah.
And while all those fucking misogynists were with Jill Stein. Let's check out Clear.
There's now a piece of legislation.
Whoa, is that audio even coming through at all? Damn, Gordon, speak up, boy. Or I'll just turn up the volume.
Yeah, just turn up the volume.
All right, now Gordon Klingenschmidt's talking about legislation.
Haha, that guy.
I know, he totally has, like, and again, I don't like this word, but it describes him well. He has a dick face. All right, I can't say penis. I can't say appendage. Like you have to say the D word. He has a dick face.
Speaking of dicks.
Yeah.
I need to make, like, a fucking, just a picture of, like, some of my best of Twitter moments.
Yeah.
There was a white trans woman on Twitter today who said that she can't be called white because she's Latina, and got in one of Talib Kweli's threads to say that she's not racist because she gives reparations by having sex with black men with large cocks. that happened.
That is so bizarre that it makes me think of, what was it, Operation Lollipop?
No, she's a real person. She acts in porn, fetish porn, interracial, large penises, and also is an attempted, although failing, erotica writer who writes about fetish porn with black men with large penises.
People, FallonKitty.com. Yeah, do not seriously. Let this motherfucker
seriously, like,
sell more than fucking Fallon Matthew, man. Like,
please.
Jesus.
Go buy a book for me. So yeah, when you said, I thought of her, and I need to just start taking, like, fucking screen grabs and just put them together and just read a bunch of random, like, and this is what happened on Twitter this week.
You know, I'm gonna upload this episode without even putting any music under it.
Damn. None of that shit.
Yeah, this is gonna be a raw one. Because it's already 6:54 and I wanted to get a Miller Genuine Draft before I went to bed.
Okay.
Ah.
Legislation SB 179.
All right, so legislation SB 179. Let's see where he's going with this.
That would change male or female on a California driver's license to some third gender. You could be not male, not female, but what? What do you check your box and what's displayed on the new driver's license if this becomes law?
Right. Well, this is by a homosexual Democrat named Tony Atkins of
San. Okay, a homosexual Democrat. Just
the way he says it, you don't know what's worse, the Democrat or the homosexual part.
And you know, these things are not, these obviously wouldn't be what one would call dog whistles, though I think dog whistles are not dog whistles anymore either. Mm. They're more like fucking, it's like call and response, right? Like folks know the rap song, Annie Up, Yap That Fool. That group, what they specialize in is call and response. If you go back to their earlier records, like when their fans learn their songs, and then they go on stage and they yell out, how about some hardcore? And then the fans yell back, yeah, we like it raw. So like when this guy says homosexual Democrat, you know, that's his call, and then the crowd has their response of, I hate homosexuals, I hate Democrats, you know, so it's call and response, it's not dog whistle.
A mental illness.
Mm-mm. Yeah, sure. Somehow.
Yeah, stuff. Science and.
Reading and shit. Well, not just reading. You know what? That's the thing. We put way too much of a thing on reading, because if reading is all that awesome and books are inherently awesome and very important, that means God, guns, grits, and gravy should be in your personal library, right? Sarah Palin's Going Rogue, that should be in your personal library, right? Bill O'Reilly's books, what, Killing Jesus, Killing Lincoln? Like, that should be in your personal library. These are important by virtue of them being books.
Not all books.
Not all books.
San Diego used to run abortion clinics before she got elected. But
damn! Look at all the call and response he just put out there. Homosexual Democrat, abortion clinics, and she got elected. Mm. Yeah. Mm. Quadruple threat guy.
I still don't know what an abortion clinic is to this day, though.
You know, there are white people that do have lips. These two just ain't of that crowd. Yeah, these are two white men with no lips. And it's almost like Gordon Klingenschmitt. It looks like he got the bottom of his chin smashed in with a mallet and his lips got mushed in with that strike.
I wonder if that's what Mitch McConnell looked like in his younger days.
Yeah, before he kind of stayed out of the shell in the sun too long.
It would put in a third option on a driver's license, non-binary.
All right, so non-binary on the driver's license. And all this is a bill that has been proposed. That's it.
I'm trying so hard to pay attention. All I see is Gordon Klingenschmitt's face, and every time he swallows, his whole neck jiggles, and he looks like a frog eating a fly.
That's fucking awesome. I'm
trying so hard.
I wish we had. Now I wish I had it on fucking Facebook Live, goddammit.
And what that basically means is it means not male, not female, something else. But non-binary is a catch-all for any sexual anything. It's really...
See, they make it sexual. No, it's not sexual. But it has to be for them so that they can pretend they don't like sex.
Well, that and so they can pretend that people are predators. They're going to get in your bathroom. It's going to be not a woman in the woman's bathroom and do stuff to your wife.
Yeah, so they can pretend people other than cis white male Christians are predators.
Anarchy and chaos. University of California, Berkeley has on their own website a list of all the possible genders. And, you know, we're talking 2-3 dozens of these made up genders. And they haven't even gotten into those who have relationships with computers or animals yet, but it's just
relationships with computers or animals. Yep, that's right.
Okay.
I don't know exactly how do you engage in coitus with a computer. You close the laptop down. Like I mean,
it probably involves a hard drive.
A hard drive, yes. You want to make sure you don't get a virus?
Yeah.
Fun stuff. Somebody on Comic View hit up all the computer metaphors. Probably. All right.
Total anarchy. So I'm really broken in my heart about the confusion that it would be for children. A 15-year-old getting a learner's permit or a 16-year-old getting a driver's license going into the DMV in California being asked, well, you put yourself down as male, female, or non-binary.
How do you get confused by three? How little faith do you have in the education system that you're like, I don't know if they can count past three, man. Three choices? Woo! Three choices? Like, he's probably still fucked up that they have Doritos more than Nacho and Cool Ranch. So yeah. What's all these other Doritos? Flamin' Hot? No!
See, I think this is how the whole, like, gay agenda shit came about, too. Is they're like, you wouldn't think about being gay if you didn't see gay people out and about. You wouldn't think you were non-binary until you suddenly get your learner's permit. Now you have a choice. And now you're like, oh my God, this whole time I thought I was a man or I thought I was a woman. And now there's like this non-binary thing. And it never, ever, ever occurred to me before. But because I saw it on a piece of paper, suddenly. Like, I was totally hetero till I saw gay people holding hands. And I was like, oh my God, I can do that?
They're also totally hetero and constantly thinking about being gay.
Well,
like, I guess the most I could think about being gay is, like, if I was gay, I'd be single because Miss Andrew works for me.
I guess, though, if your face does look like a penis, you might.
God damn, Gordon Klingenschmitt looks like a fucking penis, man.
Never gonna tell you look like a penis with a little hat on.
Yeah, and he really does.
Can't handle looking at his face. His face and his neck, I'm dying, I can't handle it. It's
ridiculous. It is fucking ridiculous.
I thought I was gonna die when they did the side view.
Yeah, it is. It's like when they do the side view on like Chris Matthews or Bill O'Reilly. It's just like, stop doing that.
The basic question is telling.
Oh, I just saw him do the thing where you said where he swallows. Why does he swallow so much saliva at one time?
Because he's truly thinking about penises.
Things that look like me.
What kind of narcissist is that?
Fucking Christ.
Oh my God, we are horrible people. Okay,
continue. We are, they are.
I mean, they
and children
are,
that
they
there's are. More than two genders, and that we've got to forget about science and chromosomes.
Oh, all of a sudden you fucking get to that with science. Science okay. matters now.
Okay.
And now the Klingenschmidt is going to become unclung.
Science and chromosomes.
Well, to me, if you check that third square and say non-binary, what you're really disclosing is, I have a mental illness.
But it's
what
it's
well, yeah, and that was his major contribution. He laid that out there and then passed the mic.
What the fuck?
I have a mental illness.
Mic drop.
Yeah, he thought he laced it up with that one. No one saw that coming.
I have a mental illness.
But it's a very dangerous thing because we have to remember, even the Centers for Disease Control, the federal government, even on their website, declares that transsexuality, cross-dressing, is the highest transmitter of HIV/AIDS in our land.
Cross-dressing transmits HIV. Stop it.
Stop. Cross-dressing transmits.
Oh, shit.
You know, I've seen every season of RuPaul's Drag Race. I need to get tested.
That's what happens when you let a bitch borrow your pumps.
You get AIDS.
You get AIDS.
Let me hear that shit again, man.
Don't share foundation with the cross-dresser, apparently. What the fuck?
Is the highest transmitter of HIV/AIDS, the federal government, even on their website, declares that transsexuality, cross-dressing, is the highest transmitter of HIV/AIDS in our land.
Also, did he mean transgender or transvestite? Because
you know what? I think because remember, man, trans denial. So these people only think transvestites and gay people exist. Like, they don't think transgender exists. And this is just me riffing off the top of the head. I have no numbers, just going off of assumption here. Highest transmitter of HIV/AIDS is homophobia, that makes particularly cis, gay or bisexual men closeted, and then they get it and transmit it to cis women.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, and you hear about that a lot in like Georgia, yeah. You know. In the 80s, you know, with New York and New Jersey, East Coast men, like my biological father and my biological mm-hmm. mother, you know, he went and did that. All right, here we go.
And, you know, it's even more dangerous than homosexuality, which is about 3/4 of all AIDS infections. And
wait, if you're 3/4, then how is the other one the highest transmitter? That's why he thinks that kids will get...
He's confused himself.
He is confused by percentages. God damn. Oh. All right.
Transmissions is to those who practice homosexuality.
Well,
so,
and just to clarify, it's not the clothes that you wear that are transmitting this disease. It's the behavior where you're swapping blood and other bodily fluids with people who AIDS that causes this transmission.
So wait, are they swapping blood as a separate act where it's just like, hey man, know about you, but I could swap some blood right now.
It's a very intricate vampire role-playing thing. It's very...
Oh, Jesus Christ. They took the Bram Stoker cosplay too fucking far.
I mean, those vampires were kind of homoerotic in that story.
You would know. I've never watched that because I saw the advertisements and I was like, yeah, this will never see my eyes. My eyes will never see this. I don't know how they're going to close this up. Should we go with another 63 seconds of these fuckers?
Do it.
But where is the warning to children? I mean, you go to the grocery store.
To children? Children aren't the ones applying for driver's licenses. All right, here we go. Children go to the grocery store.
You've got certain labels on the food, on TV, on certain commercials. There are legally required warnings.
So he's saying that there's legally required warnings on labels on food and TV, you know, except for GMO. But all right. So where's he going with this?
Here, the state of California in the government schools already, and then proposing to do on a driver's license would tell children that their gender can be anything, and that they're promoting gender confusion rather than biological facts of your chromosomes.
So they just turn teenagers into children, which, you know, like, people like to call teenagers children.
Yeah.
You know, I like to call them teenagers or young adults.
I mean, but also, when people like this say children, they mean small children. Yeah. And that's, like, the whole, like, you have to be scared of trans women in your bathrooms because of your small children. You know? They don't fucking mean, sure like,
this worked on the intended target audience, which is why they get to be such lazy propagandists. This is lazy.
Because if you're female, if you have an XX chromosome, you're male, if you have an XY chromosome, if you don't inherit a Y chromosome from your father, you're not male. These are unchangeable laws of nature. So they're promoting a certain behavior to children without telling children there are real risks and real harms.
What is the
and
risk,
why this
though?
Behavior should be avoided. So wearing it's a big dresses? Lie to that's children, and we're going to have more casualties.
You want kids running around wearing dresses, getting AIDS and shit? Do we need that? Do we need children with legions playing Legion tag?
Well, I mean, but what if it's like...
sticking your fingers in the pussy holes like
that? What if it's like a chiffon dress, though?
I don't know what that is.
What if it's a dress made of sackcloth and ashes outside of a gay wedding?
Sackcloth and ashes. Cover himself in cow manure.
That fucking...
Jesus Christ, fucking GoFundMe.com/Phoenix and William. This episode was straight raw. I'm just going to go back, and all I'm going to do is only edit in myself saying trigger warning, and then that's it.